I'm gonna count on this thing working out pretty well. There we go. We're good to go. Looks like we are now live, coming from the Sciopa Racing Pavilion, yeah. If you will. This is the Crash Course Live here with Josh Decker, Brian Tompkins here. We're going to be here for about an hour this morning. We're going to be back with you about 2 o'clock just before we get into the qualifying events here at Bash for Cash 2014 here in Washington Courthouse, Ohio. The Fayette County Fairgrounds is where we are coming to you from. We appreciate everybody joining us here on FingerLakes1.tv. Guys, this has been an interesting morning. We've been sitting here watching the cars go by. The pits are packed. We talked a little bit with some of the event organizers in the pits, and even that number of 350 might be inaccurate. It might be low with the number of cars that are here. We did some of the math on that. If the average cost, Brian, of a car that was here is about $7,000 at 350, that puts you about $2.45 million just in cars and equipment that's going to get utterly destroyed today, except for a couple 4 or 5 guys that are going to walk away with a wadded-up car, but at least they got a check in their hands.
Absolutely.
Excellent, excellent round of 8 qualifying heats for the Turn Back the Clock division, and the 80s and newer division scheduled to go off at 4 o'clock today. That's going to be 8 qualifying heats to set send a bunch of cars to the feature. That's all that's on the menu today, but those heats are going to be stacked. We're going to get into it a little bit more on who's here and what we're looking at. We've seen some pretty wild wagons so far. We've seen some. Well, that's a great point.
Yeah, it's going to be easier to say who's not here than who is here.
Who is not here today?
we do have some news that's coming out, and going to formally make the announcement that the Josh, you can help me out with this one. The National Derby Committee has formally launched today.
Very exciting. Super exciting.
We got the Facebook page up and running last night.
Yep.
We already have on board Brian Neert Slidershafts, Sam Williams, and Ultimate Derby.
Yep.
Driver Jimmy Johnson has signed on.
Yep.
We've got Bash for Cash, obviously, and Smash and Demolition Derbies. Johnny Gullo, who is on the ground somewhere.
Yep.
He's on board.
Definitely.
Troy Tagg is on board. And the goal of the National Derby Committee is to better the sport,
right?
You know, they're not. It's not a situation where we're trying to capitalize on anything or focus around any one thing. It's trying to, as a whole, bring the drivers and the promoters and the vendors together into one contiguous committee, so that we can really work towards increasing exposure for the sport together and bring everything together and really give credit to the guys that are doing a good job. You know, take some time out and recognize drivers, promoters, and vendors that are doing a good job, and let builders who are just getting into the sport know, okay, these are the guys that you really want to work with. These are the guys that these are accredited vendors. There's an accreditation process. It's all spelled out online, nationalderbycommittee.com, and you can learn more about those guys there, and you can get references. And it'll help some of these guys that are just getting into the sport from going through what Jimmy Johnson's gone through in the past, where he had to buy a whole lot of stuff that ended up just going right in the dumpster before he ever was able to put it in the car.
Definitely.
And I think also what you touched on last night, Chris, is people have to realize that this committee isn't just to help, you know, the big name shows.
Absolutely not.
This is from, you know, the most elite, you know, like your Smat, you know, your Smat or Bash for Cash to your Blizzard Bash, right down to the
local
grassroots local county fair.
Yes, right.
You know, we as a whole want to improve Demolition Derby. I mean, this, you know, there's, I don't know, probably going to be close to 400 cars here today.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with that kind of support, I mean, we, you know, obviously this sport, it's not getting any smaller, you know, and you guys have done something really great, and to try to help the sport as a whole from top to bottom. And, you know, that's what people need to realize is, you know, if we can come together as one big group, you know, it's just going to improve everything for everybody.
Well, here's the thing, Brian. It seems like the sport in the last few years is like we're slowly coming together more and more, and we're getting wider and wider, guys coming together, all different styles of building, and you're seeing guys now starting to get sponsors, this fair getting large name sponsors here and here and here. And wouldn't it be nice if we all could kind of start sticking together and helping each other out? What if we could step up all derbies?
Yeah,
what if we
absolutely.
Could step up all vendors? What if we could step up all promoters and just stick as a group? Because this is a perfect example. Last night was so awesome. Just to meet, there's so many great people.
By the way, guys, what a different atmosphere today.
Yeah, oh no, a little bit more.
The game faces are on today for sure.
No, that's true. But last night it was just such a great atmosphere. I mean, there wasn't a person upset, mad, none of that. It was just everybody out shaking your hand. Nice to see you. Talk about this, talk about that. And that's what's great about Demolition Derby. And let's try to let's try to get that even going more everywhere, all across the country.
You know, for instance, you know, we talked to Mike Decker this morning, who's one of the inspectors here, and they did over, I did like 117 cards last night, and he said one person out of all of that raised his voice in inspection. And I mean, that's, you know, that's just an, you know, a testament to the level of, you know, people that are here building and driving. I mean, it's, you know, this sport really has come a long way, and it's, you know, it's only going to get better and better, and, you know, it's definitely on the upward swing. I mean, you know, we're sitting, as Chris mentioned, in the Sciopa Racing paddock, and I mean, this would
awesome.
this would rival anything at a cup show. I mean, you get
awesome.
Right down to it. I mean, there's a grill,
VIP suite.
There's, you know, I mean, tablecloths. I mean, this is one of the classiest things at any motorsport you're going to see, and that's no exaggeration. I mean, you know, I'm sure we'll get a couple pictures up later on.
Is that Danny Snyder
on one of the one of the sites? But I mean, this is just amazing. I mean, it's, you know,
but this shows you, this kind of event shows you, and for anybody that's not here, please try to put it on your list. It's just, this is such a great atmosphere. But when you see a show like this, you realize that there is a next level. There is,
absolutely.
Like, derbying can get equal to NASCAR, NHRA.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at things like that. And all it was some guys, look at NASCAR, started as some guys racing against the cops,
and
then it turns into what it is. And why can't Demolition Derby be that?
And I mean, that's the thing, is you don't, there, you know, Chris has been to more races than I, you know, throughout the Northeast and up and down the East Coast. Chris, when's the last time you were at a race where there was 400 cars?
Right.
I never. The biggest race that I went to, probably the biggest race that I went to in terms of national scale, the way that this is, and we're talking circle track.
Absolutely.
The biggest race that I've ever gone to, there was 43 cars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I mean,
seriously.
You look at the world finals, who, you know, arguably have the three biggest classes on dirt today.
On dirt.
And there's, you know, there's probably 100, maybe 150 cars there. But, I mean, there's going to be 400 cars here today. You know, from top to bottom. I mean, that is just outrageous.
Yeah, there's 350 cars right now that are expected for competition, and you know, I don't know what the final count was, and unless you're going to walk around pit stall and actually count them yourself, I don't think anybody's going to really know until you get the heat lineups anyway.
No.
And those heat lineups are going to be stacked.
Yeah.
Absolutely stacked.
There's not any heat here today.
No.
We were standing here getting ready to go on here this morning for you guys, and I'm trying to catch up, guys. I see some of the Facebook posts. I want to get back to those, so I'm gonna try and catch up to those here as we talk. Toby Hiley was in the process of trying to get in, and they said, well, we've misplaced something was wrong.
Registration, basically,
they said, of course he's registered. Just take care of it.
That's Toby Hiley. Of course he's running today.
I heard poor Toby was up real late yesterday.
Yeah.
Pete Hansen went over to help him last night, and I think they had to pull out. They had a bad tranny. They had to pull out a tranny. They got it all in. No reverse. Had to pull it back out. I think at 3 o'clock in the morning they were still pulling it out last night.
That's crazy.
Which shows dedication. I mean, that's some dedication.
Absolutely.
To be here today. So
it's just like Josh said. We were sitting here right before the show started, and you know, like three, you know, cherry roundbacks pulled by.
Oh,
Josh
man.
Is like, where are these cars coming from? They just they
there's
don't
so many
seem
clamshells
getting,
here.
They don't seem to be getting, you know, any lower. I mean, they just keep coming and coming and coming.
Well, I said to Brian, let's imagine here. There's 30, 40.
Oh,
clean roundbacks.
Yeah.
I said, there's been last year, the year before, and the next year, and the next year, and the next year. It's like, who's got all these clamshells? Where are all these clamshells laying around?
Well, we got up at our hotel this morning, and there was three of them that had just the clamshell fairy had dropped in.
Yeah,
and there was three of them sitting on top of it. They're all stacked up, and those had found their way to Ohio from
Utah
and
awesome.
New Mexico, right?
Yeah.
New
and
Mexico.
I thought one
of them came
awesome.
From one of them. Well, Johnny Gullo brought them in, and one of them originally came from New Mexico and ended up in Utah, and then he brought it. But I mean, it's
so awesome.
You know, and I mean, think about it. There's, you know, we talked with Cindy last night, who's here from New Hampshire,
Vermont,
and Troy Tagg is on his way here today, who's from California.
Yeah, Josh is here somewhere. Josh Tagg is.
Yeah,
there.
I saw that Josh was on.
Yep, he's supposed
Josh
to be.
Is arrived.
And I mean, you know, that's literally coast to coast. Here we are.
Yep.
You know, in Ohio, it's amazing.
On the topic of the coast to coast thing, think about the other thing. This was actually posted to the Facebook wall just now by a longtime listener, Margaret Zwick. Could we talk a little bit on the families behind the derby sport? Is there anybody that's, you know, the family side of things? And it brings up a great point, because when you look around, this is a family show. Oh, I mean, it's families that are, here, we're with the Sciopas, which that whole thing is a family, and you know, they bring everybody in and treat everybody here like family. You've got all the support of, I mean, think about everybody that we've left at home to take care of the houses back home, and here we are out here doing what we love to do, and you know, it truly is a family sport, and you know, there's wives and there's kids here in the pits. You know, basically you get a pit pass here and you have free reign. You can go wherever you want.
Yep.
And you know, it's great to see, and Margaret brings up a great point about how much this is a family atmosphere. Yes. You don't necessarily see that that same camaraderie, I guess, in some of the circle track stuff we've been to, and you certainly are challenged to find some of that camaraderie at the local track stuff that Josh is used to.
No, that's you know, there's it's just like everyone's so respectful. I mean, you came in here and you're gonna see guys pass us in their four wheelers and their Rangers, and they got their kids with them, and they got coolers with them. They had campfires. They were throwing frisbees. There's kids playing games last night.
By the way, our interview just drove away in a golf cart.
Yeah, we'll get off. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, since the Power Wheels, you know, class has started.
Yeah, there's a shot. Dude,
no, that's a Y framer, but that's a Mopar. Yeah. They left the wife for a minute.
I was in my head. I was hoping it was Imperial Sub. But then I realized we're in Ohio.
But I mean, that's, you know, and that, you know, now with, like I started to say with the Power Wheels. I mean, kids are starting young.
That?
And it's,
absolutely.
Oh, that's Hank Pensick.
Yep.
You know, he brought the wagon. He goes, you know what? I cut some stuff, and I'm here to have a good time.
He's
and
junking
my,
it,
my
yeah.
daughter, my daughter's here to run a youth class. I mean, that's, you know, that's what it's about. I mean, it's
bunch
incredible.
Of youth cars here.
And you know, and I can't wait to watch the Power Wheels. I think that's going to be. You know, I mean, Josh, could you imagine at 6 years old, you know, if we had toys like that to, you know, I don't know about you, but I used to smash my toys, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my gosh. And my son and my daughter have been taught, I told them they're going to run one, and my son has been, every day he wants to look on Craigslist for Power Wheels. He wants to pick the Power Wheel he wants. He's looking for the Imperial
Power
Wheels.
Did you see on, and I forget who it was that was talking about, they ran their first Power Wheel Derby, and now they're hoarding Power Wheels the same way?
Somebody was asking, Josh Gilmartin, who I work with, him and his brother run. He said the same thing. He's like, did you read that on the internet? And I'm like, no, I'm going to have to check that out.
That's funny, actually.
That was cool.
That is.
There's a million Power Wheels out there.
Yeah.
I don't think you got to start hoarding them yet.
It's going to be funny.
They're like Vicks. You don't really have to hoard them.
It's going
to
be funny when
Facebook
Josh
page is up to 200 likes. National Derby Committee, 200 likes. Thanks a lot for that, guys. We appreciate so much.
Real quick, can I touch on that? I'm so excited about this because even as a kid, I derbied. We went to derbies, watched derbies. I was so into Demolition Derby, and I always used to say, like, wouldn't it be awesome if someday Demolition Derby could be so big on TV? Wouldn't it be awesome to be on TV? And people used to say, like, right, that'll never happen. But we're almost on the cusp of we're really close to being able to do this. Yep. And it's like, if everyone can just start sticking together, have faith in each other as derby drivers and as promoters, as vendors, and say, try to maybe stay out of the negative and say, like, hey, let's all work towards a common goal.
Everybody,
Let's try to blow this sport up. I mean, look at off-road racing.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Monster picks them up as a sponsor, and Red Bull, and boom, off-road racing is on Channel 2 on Saturday afternoons.
Yep.
Why can't Derby and be on TV on Saturday afternoons?
Exactly.
There's certainly enough of them. And there's certainly enough of them with huge draws.
This quality. People would watch this on TV.
The
cars that are here today, long they're
going
to last, the nastiness,
long.
And the quality of builds. It's not like a country fair where you just got junk cars out there. This is some good iron.
Yeah. Well, there isn't anything.
Lest anyone think that you're alluding to something that's forthcoming, that we're not quite to the point where we're going to be able to put anything on television, but it's a lot of fun to think that we're not far away from it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Isn't this how other sports got on TV?
They started sticking together.
They started working together for
common goals.
And get the whole country together. I mean, NASCAR didn't. I mean, most of it's in North Carolina, but it didn't just start in one area.
No,
there was this group from Alabama that did okay.
Yeah, the Alabama gang. They did decent. Awesome Bill from Dawsonville. I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, you know, racing, the thing with racing is, you know, I mean, there's a few classes that are national, you know, your sprint cars, the late models. But, I mean, you know, the IMCA cars.
IMCA division is huge. UMP's got multiple divisions all over the place.
I mean, why can't Derby do it? You know, I mean, it's basically, you know, there's something for everybody from coast to coast. I mean, If we can, as a group, come together, I think, you know, huge things.
If you like elimination motorsports, you can find something you like here. There's lawnmowers in the pits. There's trucks here.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you don't like the heavy build stuff,
It's we got a class you, for
there's,
that too.
There's stock stuff that's like stock.
You got to start it with your key. Yep. No stacks. Yep. Column shifter. That's the rules.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, think of that. That's
it has to be that way.
Yeah, that's old school.
That's old. But you're right. I mean, and what man doesn't like watching stuff get smashed? Well, you know, you're gonna find something you're gonna like watching get smashed today.
By the way, I just had a notification that Chuck Bowman has signed up as a member.
Nice.
That is awesome.
So I really hope if everyone's got a few minutes as they watch us right now, just hop right on your phone, click right on it, and really become part of it.
And you know, Chuck.
And by the way, I'm going to take the blame for this. The mobile version of the site is a little bit confusing because of the way two buttons came into the page. So it does look a little strange. If you have a computer, it looks good there, and I'm going to be fixing that tonight.
Okay. It's still very nice on the cell phone. Don't let Chris fool you. Chris is a perfectionist, so.
No doubt about that. I can admit that. Yeah. I do have a problem with that.
That's all right. That's why you mail it all.
Chris mentioned Chuck Bowman, who is a grassroots 25-year anniversary. And, you know, he went out
driving this year probably the best car he has ever had.
Cherry, 70-something Mercury, and people are going to get junked by that 70-something Mercury.
My favorite part about Chuck Bowman, have you ever run against Chuck?
No.
I didn't, because Chuck only runs Waterloo.
Well, he went to Trumansburg last year with a van and proceeded to just... And he got told by the promoter he was hitting too hard.
Yeah. Chuck wears a helmet that's about three sizes too small, and there's no visor on it, and he doesn't usually wear glasses. If he does wear glasses, they get knocked off in the first hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's got this his eyes are just, he's crazy.
Yeah.
And he had an 88 Celebrity Wagon. Remember this one?
Yep.
He had an 88 Celebrity Wagon at Seneca County, and this is for Josh Buell. That's Waterloo, by the way. He was just hitting everything, and I saw him coming on the track. The back bumper was touching the back wheels. The back wheels were touching his front seat, and the nose was pushed back like halfway across the front wheels. And he's motoring along, and he's bouncing everything, and all you can see is his smile, just ear to ear through his helmet, man. And that is the guy. If there's a spokesman for grassroots, it's Chuck.
Chuck is two, three inches taller than me. He's a big dude.
He's a big dude. And packed into that loop so pretty much.
He would rather run four cylinders and six against the big cars. He has never complained. I think the only other car besides this year that he's ran that was an eight-cylinder was he had like a 78 Impala back when we were running full-frame Imperials. Oh. Chuck and I grew up together, and it came down to me and Chuck in a Concy. And he was hitting me as hard as he could, and I was hitting him pretty good, and he got out afterwards happy as could be.
By the way, yeah. Chuck in that exchange, Chuck was the aggressor.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Chuck was nuts.
Well, he had a 78.
Wow.
Hey, I'm just going on half record.
It's only fair.
Wow.
Facts are facts.
I think Chris could verify those records.
I know you were a hitter, bro.
Only as good as your last time out. Josh was fifth in Minnesota. Where were you?
I was making sure Josh was warm after he got out of the car. I carried a sweatshirt over and
everything's fine.
I carried a sweatshirt over to him and told him nice job.
You did. You kept me warm. Thank you, sir.
We were hoping to have Todd Sayopa on, but it seems like Todd has wandered off. And look, we got some of his staff. And I told him, good luck.
Not going to see him.
How about Mark or Steve?
Are any of the Sciopas around?
No.
It's not looking good. Okay. Well, last night I wanted to
interview you guys.
we're going to be back here again at 2.
Yeah, we'll
Action on Track
have
is going to start at 4, and then we're going to be back here likely for a post-race event. Last night, late after we were finishing up everything that we were doing online, getting everything situated and ready to go, Lucas Coffey pulling his car away over there across the pit area. Unfortunately, from where we are, if we run the second camera like we did last night, you can't see anything. There's so many trucks and everything, you really can't see a whole lot.
Yeah,
you
see haulers.
So I did shut that off, and just in the interest of trying to make sure we don't drop any frames as we're switching between camera angles.
Yeah.
But I was talking with a guy named Tony Brellinger. He's a wheat crash nut, goes by the nickname T-Bell. He's a compact guy. And listen to this. He said, this is his message to us, the first time that he's ever had any contact with the show. He says, I have never wanted to move to the full-size class more, and I listen to the podcast every week, and it seems that every episode is better than the last.
Thank you.
Heard several of them. I listen to you guys more than I listen to music now.
Wow. That is awesome.
Thank you, man.
So, I mean, that's
great.
And,
thank you.
I forgot the best part. This is for Brian. Don't let down on giving Decker garbage. That's my favorite part.
Hey, I was saying thank you.
That's the same thing.
Come on.
The first time that I wrote Joker on Facebook, because Joker has said some just great things about us, I sent him a...
Who wants to give the receipt for Mr. Sciopa?
Yep, I will.
I sent Joker thing, and that's what he said. He's like, you know, you guys have such a great dynamic, and you know, given Josh the business, and you know, it's
I know everyone says I love listening to you get your balls busted. It's like, well, I don't really enjoy it that much. Guys, I want to take a minute here.
Yeah, you take a minute. Right, we got somebody way more important than you anyway. Driver of the number 501, the round back, and this was one of those interesting stories from yesterday. Todd Sayopa sitting down with us. Thank you so much for the hospitality. Oh, first
this
of all,
is incredible.
You know, having us here, and certainly for you know taking the time to put the crash course and the Derby logos all over your cars. That's
awesome,
outstanding.
Also.
Thank you so much for that. But yesterday we're standing there in line, and there's a guy that comes up through the inspection line and walks up to the Riviera of your brother and
cousin.
Says that
Mark's my cousin. Yeah,
I'm sorry, your cousin. And says the nose on that thing is really high. You're going to be running into a lot of roundbacks. And this guy turns and looks at Todd and says, "And I hope it's a pink one."
Not knowing at all, didn't quite get the family dynamic there.
Right. Well, that's usually the case, you know. But
right up on top of that, so we can hear you.
That's usually the case with him, you know. Actually, I'm not worried about him. It's my brother, the one I'm worried about. Mark's usually my wingman.
So Mark's in the 001, and Steve is in the 002.
002, yeah.
And then you've got the 501, and the 002 is going to be black and green. You'll recognize it when you see it. It's a gorgeous car, and then the black and red car, that is
Mark.
That's Mark's car there. So, I mean, what you know, tell us a little bit about this pavilion, as it were, right there. That's what everybody's seeing, the Sayopa Racing pit box. It's a whole spread here. This is like VIP at NASCAR.
Yeah, this is we've been doing this for the last couple of years, and Danielle's the one that really, you know, has blown it up over the last year or so. And we bring enough for it. We feed everybody that's here. Anybody that wants to come over, you know, they want to make a donation, fine. If they don't, it's all good. You know, come up and get something to eat, get something to drink. And, you know, it's just good camaraderie with everybody. We got friends from North Carolina. Our friends from California are coming in today. Troy Tag, the Gulos are here, Gumby. So, you know, they come long distances, so we try to feed them well.
Right. And touch on this, if you will. We talked about it a few minutes ago. One of our listeners from back in New York, Margaret Zwick, asked us to touch a little bit more on the family aspect of this show and Demolition Derby as a whole, and you guys epitomize that not only within your group that run together.
Right.
And what you do for the guys that work with you in terms of getting them cars to go run at places like New Alex, which we'll get into in a minute. But also with a spread that anybody who wants to come up can come up.
Anybody can come up, and I mean that's what we're a very giving family. We were blessed to be in business and do well in the environmental demolition business. So you know, put it this way, we put a lot more money into it than we win. So
that's awesome, and it's great. Yeah. You know that guys like you give so much back to the sport. I mean it's you know that's how sports get bigger. You know, is guys that give back.
Yeah,
I mean that's you know. Pete Hansen, who's from back our way, you know, he started out small. You know,
him?
Yeah,
he gives back a lot too. I mean, you know, he's a pretty adamant, and you know, it's just great when guys, you know, they don't forget where they come from. You know, that's the best part is you know guys who's you know they give back, and that's you know that's just awesome. That's what the sport's about.
Yeah, we grew up in a town called Braddock. It's like one of the most distressed neighborhoods in Pennsylvania. It's a ghetto, and you know we were poor. We didn't know we were poor when we were growing up. We had everything, you know.
Yep.
And then we made a couple dollars, and you know. This is our addiction, so it funds our addiction. So, but Pete, I was talking to him last night. He was giving Mark a bunch of pointers on his Rivi after he changed Toby's transmission. Yeah. You know, so and
Pete's
and,
like the mayor of Demolition Derby.
Yeah, you know? and he's the king of building Rivi. So
Mark
was all ears when he was talking. So,
what's Pete going to teach Mark?
Yeah, well, the one thing he did say, which was right, was about
get your notebook out, seriously.
Was about the bumper was sticking out. He likes to tie his in real close, and I noticed that about Pete's cars. They're like butted up, and I said, "Do you ever blow a rat?" He says, "Never." You know, I like my bumper out a little bit. You know, to wheels and tires, and
right.
But his, I noticed on Pete's Rivies, they're real close to the. To the core support, so, and he was telling Mark that's how he should do it. Mark, you know, Mark was listening.
Now you got a brand new power plant in your car today.
I do.
What's the excitement level to go out there and just stand on that for the first time?
Oh man, I was beating on it across. We have an old mall we tore down across the street from my shop, and I was beating on it the other day, and it's way too much motor than I need.
But and, man, is it going to be fun to touch it off? Huh?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And Jeff Baldwin texted me about midnight last night. He broke down.
Oh, that's not good.
3 hours from here, 5 hours from his home, his GMC 2009, the motor blew up, and I said, how touche is this that the best motor builder in the country, in my opinion, motor blows up. He had three on the trailer. I said, why don't you just throw one in?
Man, with that truck big time coming here.
Yeah. So he actually has one of the motors we're taking back for Josh Corletto on the back of his truck.
Nice.
And he said it's a GM, it's a warranty, so his dealer was close. He was going to see it, and he'll be here a little bit later, because I told him he's my crew chief today.
Right, yes.
Nice. puts the pressure on him. That's good. That's awesome.
And that's not a bad guy to have in your corner?
No. He's the best, man. Customer service is impeccable with him, you know?
And the thing is we were talking a little bit about giving back, and that's the whole thing of what Josh and I were talking about earlier with NDC stuff that we alluded to, is trying to give back and build the sport. You look at Baldwin. And what they do, you know, Bash for Cash, the raffle car, you get to take that car home, and that's outfitted with the best of the best.
Yeah.
But Baldwin, at all these major derbies, they do a raffle, and they give away a block.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a big step for having an engine.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And we have several motors. We have the Red Line. Red Line is a great motor. My brother's going to run his Red Line today. I have a Baldwin, and Mark has his. Mark has a very good motor with Vortec heads.
Yep. But, you were telling us that.
They're all good. You know, they're all good. And what I like about the Baldwin is that he advertises right on it. It runs 45 minutes without water, and I could be the first one to attest to it because I tried to blow it up last year and I couldn't. That was the old one. This is the new one.
Now the question is I saw last week or 2 weeks ago there was a 408 Mopar that he's selling now. I mean, do you have any interest in putting them in one of your Chevy wagons and giving it a shot?
Yes, I do, because I was a Mopar guy before I was
a
Chevy.
That's what I like to hear, right?
Yeah. There is no other motor than a 440 Imperial that you hear on that track.
Yeah.
And that's what I used to have, but it was the problem of keeping them cool.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, but yes, I think my buddy Jason Walker, he's out here, and he's going to, he got the Mopar.
Really?
He's running straight Mopar. So yeah, I'm gonna probably take... I probably got a nice scrap job coming up next year, so I think I might invest in a Mopar one for next year.
That's awesome.
Don't be surprised you see the Mopar with Baldwin Mopar next year here.
That would definitely make my day. I'd be sporting the Siopa Mopar shirt on that.
There you go.
You got the Siopa shirt today. Yeah. Siopa Mopar. That's, all right. That would definitely be sweet to see.
Right.
I saw that on the internet, and I grew up around racing, and my brother always ran Mopars against the Chevys,
right?
And he kicked their ass. I'm not gonna lie, it kicked their ass.
Yeah,
and you know the problem that everybody runs into is that Mopars are so much more expensive than Chevys, though.
Yes.
But you know, I mean, it's if you're gonna spend the money to buy a motor, I'd buy a Mopar.
Right.
That's just you know. I mean, if I'm gonna spend the money, I'd buy a Mopar just because you know more power. I think they can run just they can run just as long. You know, I would really like to see that the motors become more popular.
Right. I'm gonna watch the Walker kid this year with how he does with it, because I think if anybody can figure out how to keep it cool, it would be Baldwin.
Yep.
And I'm gonna see how Jason does with his, and then most likely you'll see a Mopar here next year in my car.
That is awesome. That is great.
Turning your attention to the heats tonight.
Yeah.
How are things looking? I mean, you've got through inspection.
Yes, got through inspection. I'm in the second heat. My cousin Mark's in the third, and Steve's in the inspection line right now. And I like a later heat after the sun goes down, but it doesn't matter. You know, it's actually funny. I pulled the number four ball, but it shouldn't have been in the thing.
Right.
So Russ said, "Here, pick a one or a two." So then I pulled a two. So it doesn't matter. I mean,
When you drew, who else is in your heat at this point, and what are you focused on in terms of when you go out there?
Well, I'm not going to sandbag. No, I like to get out
if
there.
If that's your question,
you really can't sandbag here. Everybody,
no.
I mean, but people go full tilt from start to finish here.
Yes, they do.
And I know there's a couple friends from North Carolina in there, another kid from Pennsylvania. The Mad Russian's in my heat.
Nice.
Oh, good.
I like to go out and see how the race dictates before I start opening it up, you know. Wheels and tires first, and then, you know, okay. You want to mix it up, then we're going to have to just mix it up. That just seems the only way you're going to move on, you know. So
that's awesome.
We were talking yesterday. We're figuring the heats are probably going to be somewhere between 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes. Do you expect them to go faster?
Lesser.
You think they're going to go
less.
Less. You think they're going to go less?
Less than an hour. I'm pretty
less
sure.
Than
less
an
than
hour.
An hour. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. But
they move.
Did you hear what he said? That's a feature.
Yeah.
We talked about that. I mean, we're beating a dead horse with that, I suppose. But, I mean, you know, we just can't get over it. It's so – I can't wait. This is just – I can't wait.
Now, that's the turn back the clock. The 80s and newer might take a little bit longer because them cars, you know, they're hard to bend.
Right. That's true.
But definitely the turn back the clock should be no more than an hour. I mean, it's been the pattern the last couple of years. So.
Yeah. That's the thing. I watched the feature a few times before I came out. And even in the feature last year, I mean – towards the end, obviously, when guys' cars were getting, it wasn't as fast-paced. But, I mean, even in the feature, there was guys just knocking each other out of their seats.
Right.
I mean, there's no sandbagging. If you're sandbagging out there, somebody's going to catch you, and it's going to ruin your day.
Yeah. I mean, I think Joker, somebody put someone into the light pole, and we had a delay of about an hour and a half to cut the light pole down last year. I see no light poles this year.
Yeah. And then somebody angered Joker, and he hit him at about 60 last year. And that was, I think that was pretty much the hit of the year. Whenever you heard anything, it was about Joker's hit. That was impressive.
I think I remember
you getting in a little bit of a tussle maybe last year in the was it the Concy? It looked like you
the
got
Concy,
little,
yeah,
you got
yeah,
little,
the Concy.
You
and,
looked
yeah.
like you and the guy kind of got going together.
I lost my steering and I full speed into the brick wall and that was it for me.
I think I seen it go like this with your steering wheel and spun it and you made your last hit on the wall and it wasn't. But I remember you and another guy seemed to get it, a little something going. Like always happens on the track.
Right,
it's
right.
just part of the sport.
Right.
But you guys kind of worked things out. It was neat. Put on a good show there.
I'm not trying to race at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Last 2 years I did. First year I got in, the last year I didn't. So I'm going to try and take care of business.
Cameo of Tim Clark of the Purple. There he goes.
But, I mean, do you find, obviously, I mean, you have an extremely well-built car, the best of. But, I mean, when you get out there, do you ever just revert back to the old days? Man, this is a blast. I'm just wrecking shit. And then you get done and go, man, I wish I had done that.
Yeah.
I mean, does that still happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I get bored. I have ADD really bad.
Yep.
So I get really bored
exactly.
if it's going too slow. And then I open it up, I mean, that's how I am.
That's the thing. I mean, it's just so much fun to just hold them on the floor and look how bad stuff is when you get done.
I mean, I talk to people and they ask me about how I do it. And I'm like, listen.
Cameo of Russ Clark. There he goes.
I tell him, I said, it's the best drug on the planet.
Oh, absolutely.
The best drug on the planet.
Absolutely.
And how it is when I'm done after a race, I'm emotionally, physically.
Yep.
And I'm satisfied. It's the great. It's like the bumper car magnified by 10,000.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
It's so awesome.
Absolutely. And I was talking to Bobby Brockway, who's obviously very successful. And, from winning team shows to, top two or three at Metal Mayhem. And I asked him, I said, how can you, how can you change your driving style? Because, I mean, you go to Blizzard Bash and you're on the floor just crushing people.
Yeah.
And then you go to Mayhem and that's a pretty drawn out feature.
Yeah.
But I mean, and that's what he said. He goes, I'm lucky in that I can, I can control, kind of keep things in check. And I mean, that's just amazing how guys could be successful at multiple forms. I mean, I guess it's just part of the show. Yeah.
I could never last a feature for an hour and 40 minutes, a two-hour feature. After 30 minutes, I get really bored.
Yeah.
And then it's like, the switch goes on. Okay, let's what do we got to do to get out of here?
Yeah, absolutely. So. And it's great when guys do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said it a million times on the show. I mean, I'm still, I started going to demos when I was little because I like stuff getting
really boring. Brian tried that whole I'm going to pace myself thing.
Yeah.
And he lasted about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the eyes rolled back, and he just started hitting everything.
Yeah.
And then the bumper came off, and he just was hitting the same stuff with the core support.
It's
kind of
amazing how tough them 400 blocks are. Once you start hitting with the block, but that's the thing is, I come to these shows, and it's great to see the cars. But then when they get out there, and then they just start wrecking stuff. I'm a 12-year-old kid that's hooting and hollering and just pointing out, going, man, look at that! Can you?
Yeah.
I hope I never lose that enthusiasm. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just that's what still gets me going.
Oh, I know. That's the best part. In the olden days, I used to love when I got a radiator shot, and then the pipes break, and then you just you just pull away.
And I, where you're demoing nowadays, I mean, you probably don't run into it a whole lot. But there's nothing better than seeing a Chevy Squareback wagon at the other end of the arena and, you know, hit them at 60 and you back away and the tires aren't touching the ground. I mean, that's just, there's nothing better than that, you know?
Well, my favorite car to run is a 64 Chrysler Imperial.
Oh, yeah.
And I took one to Brookville a couple years ago. And I had a couple of them Crown Vics in the air. Danny Clark was one of them.
Danny Clark took a ride.
And I seen the guy, Justin Buchanan, he was behind me in line, and he knocked my wheel off. And I just put it in reverse with three wheels and went and tried to, you know, nose them up. And that was a lot of fun. But, you know, put me in an Imperial. It's like in your living room. You know, I'm in my living room, you know, with the big bench seat, you know. That's my car choice, hands down.
Oh yeah, Imperials are nice. They're definitely.
And you made some okay hits with a number of those in Brookville.
Yeah. Especially because with the low bottom, you know, you take some people for a ride, you know. So, but not, you know, and here everybody.
Have you ever seen a pit bull grab a hold of like just a raw like cattle leg?
Yeah,
kind of like that.
But I got to make it to the show. When them three Crown Vics got me in the corner, they were like just like beast things. Bang, bang, bang. They got me good in the corner.
Yeah. Well, Sciopa Racing isn't just the derby stuff. SciopaRacing.com, you can go and you can watch videos. And they've made some phenomenal videos with the in-car cameras. And we've been fortunate enough that you know, the guys have shared with Smashing Empire Films their in-car stuff. And we've been able to use it on the Brookville Smashed Empire Films DVD, and the in-car camera footage that they have is just awesome, and they do such a wonderful job putting it together. It's all out there for YouTube. It's all pretty much free access. There's no hang-ups to get to it. You just basically click on it and go.
Right.
And the footage that we've alluded to here from Brookville, all that stuff's up there. So you can see the shots that are blistering radiators and smoke, whatever. You can also see the shots where there's 27 Crown Vics trying to fold the Imperial up.
Right.
That Imperial still looked pretty tough at the end of the night. I don't think they heard it too bad.
Yeah. No. You know what? I'm going to take it to the two Run What You Brung races. I still got it. I just need to get some Joker hardware for the front, and I'll be good to go.
That's some more of those demolition projects you were talking about right before you order the...
We got somebody that's watching at home that just wants to let us know that they're watching here. I'll pull it up. Jamie Frost, doing a great job of the live feed. Great job. Let me know if there's anything that I can ever do to help. That's Jamie Frost listening at home. So apparently that answers the question. It isn't just your phone that works.
I was from the number of likes you're getting for stuff, I was pretty sure it wasn't my phone to begin with.
We talked a little bit about this. You ran last weekend at the Lions Club.
I didn't run.
Your cars were there. You got a car ready, and now you're looking to run here, and now you're going to have more action next weekend back at the Lions Club.
Yeah, I'm going to take that same car back into the Lions Club. It's Cancer Awareness Night, and I race every year because my mother's a breast cancer survivor. That's why I paint my cars pink.
That's awesome.
Everybody asked me.
Ask me about the family angle?
I remember the first time about... David Chapman asked me, said, "What's up with the pink?" You know, David Chapman thought I was gay or something. You know? And I'm like, "No, man. My mother had breast cancer, so I've always painted them pink or incorporated pink into my cars."
That's
very
cool.
But I'm going to take that same car, which has been raced seven times, and
good God,
the front end's still straight. And you know, I'm just going to go. I'm already qualified for the championships. So I'm just going to go out and have fun. You know, it's for a good cause that night.
See if you can make the front end not straight.
It will not. And listen, I need the drive line out of it. It will not be straight. That's going in the Imperial.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very
We thought we were going to get it back last week, but it just one more shot.
Nice. That's great.
There's some stuff that went on at that New Alex show that I've shared a little bit with you about some of the stuff that's going on with the National Derby Committee and things about, again, trying to give back and trying to keep things trying to keep things honest and continue to make people aware of the things that are going well with certain promoters and things that are going bad. What do you think about the dynamic where purses are cutting and are you cutting purses today, and is it pretty much guaranteeing that you're killing your shows down the line? I mean, where are you on that? Because you had some really interesting thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, I think what happened last week, I don't think that'll happen again.
But will the cars be there to support it?
You know what? There was two things that probably hurt it. I mean, first of all, the place was packed, standing room only, because everybody's itching to get back to the derbies.
And they usually draw well there attendance-wise.
And they draw well anyway. But I think sandwiched in between the bash might have had something to do with it.
Sure.
Okay. But I know a lot of the other drivers that'll be showing up will be coming probably this week and then the next couple of weeks after that. I think it's just they need to figure out their schedules, because when they go in between the bash, you know, or the week before the bash.
Yeah, that's a tough draw.
I raced last year in opening night, and I won opening night, and then I came and I raced the bash, I didn't want to race opening night this year. I wanted to go after. So, you know, that was probably one of the issues. But, you know, I think they worked it out, and there'd probably be no more cutting of the purses.
Good.
Okay, because they know that's a good charity organization, and they're getting the car cons, and they're getting the fans. And, you know, they didn't get the car cons last week, but they'll get the car cons, and they're getting the fans. And the rules pretty much changed to almost similar to a Brookville limited weld. Similar to the
which is a great rule book in itself.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a great build.
Which we discussed earlier. I'd like to see a universal rule for the whole country.
Sure.
You know, the Brookville rule should be the rules for the whole country. That's my opinion.
Said the guy who runs at Brookville.
The guy that gets thrown out at Brookville.
Well, that didn't happen.
I was a showstopper. I built the car.
Right.
Didn't have no problems. Didn't have to cut nothing. And then Touche got thrown out for sandbagging.
But you know what the thing is that was handled the right way. You're sitting here, whether you're sitting here or not, it was the right call for them to make, and you handled it the right way too. So,
exactly.
I mean,
exactly. No hard feelings. Everything was good.
I hope there's no hard feelings. A lot of people.
No. I like the rib bow a little bit, but you know, it's just all in fun. It's all
was a great guy.
But yeah. And I think that show, compared to this show and that show, probably be the two best ones. And we're also going to Blizzard Bash.
Oh, we know. We heard about that.
I'm really looking forward to Brookville this year.
We're doing this in Brookville.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
We're doing this down there, too.
I think Brookville's going to be it's the best show in Pennsylvania, I can tell you that.
Keystone
Nationals. But I think it's one of the premier shows in the country now with what they did and the change.
They're
paying
building.
20 spots down. You know, that's awesome. People don't pay 20 spots down.
No. 40, excuse me, it was $400.
Yeah.
40 spots down.
Yeah.
Or 20 spots down.
Yeah, exactly.
$400, 20 spots down.
Right.
That's incredible.
That's outstanding. Outstanding. It's $7,500 to win.
Yeah. I think 5,000 or 7,500.
What class are you guys going to run at Blizzard Bash?
Oh, we're in the team derby.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
Our team consists of us three and Johnny Gulo.
Cool.
Johnny's taking, and my brother's taking the old school. My brother said he's taking a Rivian. Johnny's taking a Deuce. And I guess me and Mark are taking the 80s and newer, which I think I'm probably going to take a Metric GM and weld some hump plates on it.
Cool.
So that's what I think me and Mark will be taking.
Excellent.
Very cool. So we're trying to pick Bobby Brockaway's brain, but he ain't giving no information. He's giving no. I even said, Johnny, you got to pump his brain on. We basically don't race a team. Usually when we're in there, we take care of business, and then we put the show on with us at the end.
That's right. Awesome.
But for like a team show, you know, we still have to figure that out.
Yeah,
you know, we never ran an actual team show four on four. Okay, what's the strategy? What are we going to do here?
You know? And that's the thing is that I got the DVD from Blizzard Bash last year.
Mickey Hotwire, Baker Hotwire customers.
Yeah. You can definitely tell the guys have been running team shows for a long time. I mean, it's incredible to watch them work.
Right.
You know, it's a neat. And that's one of those shows where you're on the boards.
Right.
There isn't any sandbagging.
You got to keep your head on a swivel. And see the dynamics of a team show. I got to. One on one, we're good. You know? If you're getting clipped by somebody else, you got to have each other's back in there at that point. So,
absolutely.
So.
Hey, going out there with the family, that's the way to do it.
13-hour drive.
The family, you always got each other's back. So, I mean, you guys got a good start going out there as a family. Yeah. So, that'll be awesome.
We were looking for our fourth, I said, well, Johnny and him came out last year, and we were supposed to go to Utah. We're probably going to make it out this year. And I said, you know, either Dalton or Johnny, pick one. And Johnny said he wanted to do it. So I said, let's go. You know, we'll go. Because, you know, they've been doing it for years. We've been doing it for over 20 years. So, you know, if anything, we got a little bit of knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So. That's great. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, are you going
to
come back and hang out with us a little bit later on when we're here at 2 o'clock?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. We're going to fire up the grill soon. 12 noon, we're going to start cooking, and you know, we'll have a good time. And whoever wants to come on by, stop on by.
Well, we appreciate all the hospitality, being able to leave our stuff here. We appreciate it, man. All the support with the decals on the cars, it's really cool.
Yeah,
we appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
That was a trip to walk down through the line and see crash cars on the side of two cars.
Yes.
In Ohio.
Now there's three. Three of them.
I saw that. It looks awesome on the new car. That's awesome. That's really means a lot to us.
We love what you guys are doing, man.
Well,
you guys are really putting a face to it. You know, your face
to
the sport, and it's blowing up, and we just want to jump on and go for the ride.
All right.
That's awesome.
All right.
Hey, thank you. We really appreciate it.
There's room on the train.
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks. And there goes
Todd
Sciopa, driver of the 501. It's the white, black, and pink wagon that you're going to see. I always hesitate on the name. I know their names.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I know their names, but I want to make sure they don't screw it up.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because I know it, and then I second guess myself, and then you jump in and you make me feel really self-conscious. Wade Sicking's up next from DerbyParts.com. Made the flight in, touchdown in Columbus last night, grabbed a hotel about an hour away, and they made the drive in this morning. Wade, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Welcome, Brian Tompkins. I don't know if you've
ever actually... Hey, good to listen to you.
How are you?
I just watched you on the podcast. I feel like I know you
yes,
already.
Yes, thank you. That's good.
Now, make sure you get right up on top of that so everybody can hear you.
Okay.
Obviously, this is Wade from Derby Parts. And
this is the Wade from Derby Parts.
I saw you talking with Josh Tucker. Were you negotiating for some signed pictures to sell on Derby Parts?
Or? Oh, I hadn't thought of that. That's a great idea.
Being this businessman you are, I thought maybe I'd be working on some... just to make a little extra,
I got to work that through Chris, though. He's my marketing angle.
Yeah, yes. Chris gets a he's your marketing and Josh's business manager, so I'm sure...
No, agent.
Agent, I'm agent. Sorry. Agent. So we okay, can, yes. After Chris gets his 30% right off the top, it'll be all good from there.
I get all that kind of stuff through Chris, so I'll have to... we'll talk later.
We'll set that up.
So he was telling me how he's going to win this raffle car, and he's going to take all that stuff home that's in that car.
Absolutely. Yeah, did he mention that he's got a thumber ride home in the minivan? Did he tell you that part?
No, he didn't. He said, I'm going to blend that, drive it up on the dirt, and take it home, because that thing will kick ass at home.
they won't allow that here. Yeah, I don't think they're going to allow Josh to do that. However, never mind. I'm not going to make that joke again. We all know where that was going. I mean, what do you think? This is outstanding, isn't it?
This is great. This show has just gotten bigger and bigger. We've been coming here since 11, the year in the rain. And Russ and Tim just do an awesome job with this thing. There's so many cool cars here, so many good drivers. It's going to be the best show in the country this year, hands down.
Can they do it here again next year, given what you see right now?
You're asking if they're outgrowing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually driving down from Columbus. I was thinking about that. I thought, a lot of these shows are kind of out in these small towns because the venues are cheap. And this is kind of getting to where, this could be in Columbus. It starts to draw a bigger crowd by doing that. I mean, there's over 400 cars here this weekend. Which is crazy.
And DerbyParts.com is a part of it.
We're a sponsor of the 80s class. We've been doing that for a few years, which is great. This area out here for Derby is just a great market. We send a lot of parts out here, a lot of great drivers. So this is one of our best weekends of the year for sure.
How busy have you been in the last week? Because we had May Mania, Drive for Five, and now here we are, Bash for Cash.
Yeah, it was funny. You and I were talking on the phone the other day, and you said, oh, no, Drive for Five's that weekend, too. And I said, well, that explains it. I didn't realize they had moved it up. I'm like, we've been sending all this stuff to Wisconsin. What's going on up there? And, they moved up Drive for Five. But, yeah, lots of calls of, oh, I'm trying to get my Bash car done. Oh, I'm trying to get my Mania car done. Can you get it to me in 3 days? And we've been doing that for about the last 3 weeks. And
we can do anything for a price, right?
Well, UPS is proud of their second day shipping, but we can make it happen.
Yeah, let's talk about UPS for a minute.
Yeah, you love them too, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, they're awesome.
Hey, Chris's roof signs. We had one heat with like four roof signs in it in Utah. I texted him from the grandstands. I was like, hey, man, we got a whole bunch of roof signs in here. Yeah. They look awesome.
And third place car had a...
Third car right. down, Chris
yeah,
Johnson.
Yeah, actually...
Anaconda, Montana, the best city in the country, I'm telling you. There's no better name than that.
Well, yeah, and Chris impressive. And Dale both had the roof signs.
Yeah, Dale made my life easy. He made his own. He just sent he goes, this is what I want on this side, this is what I want on the other side.
Well, the cool thing was that is Dale, he was working Scott Mannering, and if
Dale
you guys
Schaefer.
Know Scott, yeah, Dale Schaefer was, and he was working on Scott Mannering. If you guys know Scott Mannering, he can drive, and Dale was holding him in his own on that and finally knocked him out, and I'd never seen Dale drive before. I was like, man, this guy's the real deal. Wow.
That's cool. And as hard as they were hitting, those signs stayed put, so I was real happy about that.
Yeah, Chris texted me back like, well, hopefully they hold up. They were fine, man. They look great.
There was actually a guy here yesterday, Kyle Katusin. I hope I said that right. I only know him as LLT 1.5 from all the message boards. He was here. He picked up his sign.
Nice.
He picked up his, and he was just beside himself. So, yeah, there's more and more of them trickling out there. There was a guy that messaged me here this week, and he goes, I want one. And I said, you're going to have to wait until Monday before we begin to talk about it. We're a little busy right now. I will be happy to do that. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's great. So that was good because there's a lot going on here.
There is. It's very busy. And this has just kind of been a busy couple weeks.
And you're not even hanging out at the table. You're just wandering about shaking hands and kissing babies.
We quit coming here with the big truck full of parts a couple years ago just because it's all we can do to keep track of the internet orders and everything that's going out that way. The store's just been growing like crazy the last 2 years. So it's one of those things that, I come here, I talk to our customers, hand out free t-shirts to people and catalogs and just have a good time, watch the Derby. That's the way to go.
Absolutely.
Now if I tell the story that you told me a couple days ago, about the gentleman who chose to deal with Derby Parts versus somebody else. Am I going to let the cat out of the bag? Am I going to blow up your spot if I tell the story?
No.
Okay. This was an awesome story. Wade gets a guy on the phone who wants to order some parts to build a car. And he's a repeat customer. And he tells Wade, he goes, I love dealing with you because you're like a real business. You're not some guy just working out of your garage. And Wade's kind of looking around me and like, well, it's a good thing we're not on video for.
It's me standing here in my shop.
Surrounded by just racks and racks of stuff.
That's awesome.
But it was cool because we've talked so many times about with the magazine and with the videos and with the podcast and all these other things that are going. If the appearance is that you're top of the line, Cyber Racing, same thing. If the appearance is you're top of the line, people are going to automatically just believe that you're high end. They don't know how many people. If you got a million people working for you, if you have nobody working for you, they assume that it's the real deal, and it gives you some legitimacy and some credibility, and that is going to in turn turn into sales.
Well, and it's funny too because you know we did joke about that, but we are getting to the point where something's going to have to change. If it keeps on the pace it is, it's not going to be just me anymore. It's going to have to be an employee or two, and it's just getting to that point.
Got a cameo again. There goes Bubba with his big truck. That's a local truck, Ohio.
Oh well, he's local. Yeah.
He's okay then.
No, but the good news is it's growing so much that if it gets to the point where you got to hire some help, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's not so bad, and you've got parts. I think last time you were on the show was right about Christmas time, and you were sending a load of stuff up to
Alaska.
Have you been able to top that in terms of miles away?
No, No. We've shipped to every state except Hawaii at this point, and
so you checked Maine off the list now.
We did, yeah. I like a fan clutch eliminator. Sometimes we get rock crawler or 4x4 guys will buy like fan clutch eliminators or some of that kind of stuff. So yeah, we did get Maine checked off the list this year, and so I'm still waiting for that order from Hawaii that I'll have to hand deliver, but we'll see.
I was talking.
You'll suck it up and have to deliver.
I'll take that one for the team. Yeah,
that's good for you. That's a good idea.
I was talking with Scott Cook at Tough Stuff Derby Parts, and he sends stuff direct. You can order right from Tough Stuff, and he has sent some stuff to Australia.
Really?
As long as I'm not mistaken, I believe he said that he has sent some stuff to Australia. So,
wow.
So maybe just look a little bit further past Hawaii.
Just keep moving.
Just keep going.
Right, yeah.
Just keep
it.
Only a few more hours.
Would that make Derby Parts an intercontinental company?
It would. we ship a lot of stuff to Canada, but that doesn't really count really as foreign, I guess.
There are just some mean looking cars here. Look how flat that bumper is mounted. We were talking about that with Todd about the difference between having the bumper way out in front versus having the bumper sucked right tight to the car, and that you can't get that any tighter to the front end.
That's about as tight as it gets. Well, these cars are so hard. I mean, it's just the way they build them for the 80s class in particular. It's just amazing.
So, I mean, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
I'm looking forward to seeing all the cars. I got a lot of customers here. We'll hang out and see them. Got some other business to take care of with some of my vendors that sell to us, and hang out with you guys a little bit. And
yep.
Hopefully, see some really good Derby.
We'll be around. We'll be around. We're actually we gotta switch spots here in just about 7 minutes. I'm glad that you didn't just take the Homer route and say you're looking forward to the heats and the feature that I'm sponsoring.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, they're all going to be good. Don't get me wrong.
Today's going to be incredible.
So, Mark stepped up and sponsored the Turn Back the Clock class this year, so that's really cool to see because that's actually a really fun class to watch. Too.
They're going to be busy with the live stream stuff all weekend long, and that's we're going to go on here 10 o'clock to 10 to 11 now, and we'll go on at 2 o'clock or 2 to 3. We'll get out of the way at 3 o'clock, and then at that point, from past experience, they'll probably go in with their hour or so pre-race show leading on the pay-per-view side of things. So it's going to be, if you haven't had a chance to get here, you need to get here. If you're in driving distance, you need to get here. If you can't, there's always options too.
Right, yeah, yeah. And I got to squirrel Mark away at some point because I got a bunch of hats and stickers and other stuff I got to use delivering out here to the show.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, who have you got to go see? Who have you got to go see first? I mean, there's got to be somebody here that you're looking forward to go and see.
Well, it's you guys.
Wow.
Well, the first stop I had to make.
I was thinking it was that 76X, the underbuilt car over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. Well, I saw him last weekend. He was. We were hanging out in Utah last weekend.
Oh, yeah,
weekend,
Utah, but, yep.
Bobby Brockway.
Well, I had a customer that had called a week or so ago, and he's like, oh, I really need a new carburetor. Can I get it from you at the bash? And I said, no, I'm flying. He's like, well, is there any way you could bring it? So I had a carburetor, an adapter, and some other stuff in my suitcase coming out here. So I had to get to him first, the first thing here when I got here. And
very cool.
So he got his carb. And
hey, that's customer service right there. I mean, that's, well, in all seriousness, I mean, that's, you know, how many guys would do something like that? I mean, that's really impressive. Well,
and
on your
I think
part.
The TSA really went through my bag, too, because I had a set of ball joints in there, too, because we're giving away. We started carrying Redman Performance ball joints, and we're giving a set away to the Mad Dog winner in the DerbyParts.com class. And so I had those in there, and I had a carburetor and some adapter. All these big metal things that they don't know what they are, and so I'm sure they rifled through the suitcase pretty hard.
You probably came close to getting pulled onto the line.
Right.
Can we talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, right.
Guy standing there with a submachine gun.
How many other people go onto a plane with a carburetor and a carry-on?
Yeah.
Probably not very many, that's right.
That is, you know, like I said, all seriousness, that's incredible customer support right there.
Got to take care of them.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, and...
It's one of the reasons
why we try
and
take care of our guys. Yeah,
one of the reasons why you're looking at maybe having to bring more people on.
Yeah, right. You know, and we—that's kind of our deal—is we try and have everything in stock. We don't. We're not 100%, especially this time of year when stuff's going so fast. But you know, we try and get it out right away, and hopefully that helps guys out. That's really the goal.
That's awesome. It's very sure. good.
Yep.
Yeah. So you said Bobby's right over here somewhere.
Bobby's right over here, right on the other side of that Dillman's truck.
Uh-huh. No, I'll have to go check him out.
We saw him. We saw him for maybe
just a second last
maybe
night.
2 minutes last night. And I mean, the list of people that were, we had complete strangers coming up and saying, you know, watch the show all the time. It's like,
well, see, that's just it. You know, I
have no idea who they are.
Josh over here for the first time in person too. I've talked to him on the phone and stuff. I was like, well, I feel like I know you. I watch you on the podcast. You know, I feel like, oh yeah, it's Josh. We should be buds. And it's like, oh, we just met for the first time.
Well, I mean, really, I think this is only what, the second or third time we've met.
Yeah,
person,
you stopped
right?
by in Kentucky.
Yeah,
just like, hey, you know, we shook hands, and because I was busy then, and you were busy, and
there's
yeah.
lots going on.
So we have to drink a beer tonight for sure. That's
oh yes,
got to be on the agenda.
Yes. Yes, for sure. There's if today continues to go on the track that it is, I'm going to be ready to just relax a little bit because it's been a little high strung. We had the launch of everything last night.
Maybe even celebrate. And,
well, you know, depending on how things go, we're up to 200. We launched the National Derby Committee last night.
I have heard about said committee.
And what are some of your thoughts on this? I mean, some of your feedback on it.
Well, I had read was the Facebook post on Derby Inc., which was kind of vague.
Yeah, and, well, it wasn't public yet. I mean, I was only allowed so much length, and basically, sure. when you have only so much length, I was going to use the tools that I had to get the word around. Look, I mean, you got to get the word around. So we did that, and as that momentum grew, and some of the groundwork was laid, and things were coming together, and we talked with Tim, and bounced around some of the other ideas with stuff. You know what? We're here. Everybody else is here. Let's roll it out. We're ready to go. Let's roll it out.
Well, I read the thing on the Derby Inc. page, and then I was just talking to Josh, and he was kind of explaining a little more to me about it, and I think it's a really great idea. I think trying to raise the level of the sport is going to help everybody.
Absolutely.
And I also liked the idea that they weren't going to go after sanctioning and series right away, because that's been tried a bunch of times.
Yeah,
and
there's no need for that.
It's just the approach of let's focus on marketing and, you know, getting more exposure for these big events and legitimizing everything that's
Absolutely.
Going on. I think
Absolutely.
That's the right approach. So I'm excited to see how it goes.
We want to make the drivers the rock stars that they are. That is what we tried to do, set out from day one with
Absolutely.
Derby Inc. That is what we set out to do with the podcast, make these drivers that nobody's heard of household names. And we've been somewhat successful with that. There's people that you know, we've made, you know, I think that we've made borders less hard, and we've made the country a little bit smaller and able to be, you know, have this place for so many different people. And this is going off what I've been told. I don't want you to think that I'm that self-indulgent. But they talk about how, you know, it gives different perspectives on stuff and different ways of looking at things. And if we can continue that trend and move to that next level and recognize some of these drivers that are doing a good job, and beyond that, recognize the promoters that are doing the right thing with good customer service, or the vendors that are doing the right thing with good customer service, the promoters that are doing the right thing with standing by their purses regardless of car count, making sure that they're putting on good shows, making sure that they're not doing some of the dirty stuff and cutting out some of the drama and really cleaning the things up. I think that this sport can go places that it has never been before.
Well, Josh made an interesting point when we were talking. He said, you know, some of the big circle track championship races and stuff might have 100 cars at them.
That's right.
I was just talking to Russ here when I pulled up, and he said they've got over 460 cars today.
But Chris and I were talking.
That's so much bigger than anything that's going on in that kind
motor
of space.
Sport.
Yeah, it's
there's,
huge.
There isn't, and that's Chris and I were talking, and, you know, Ross being from
Here's
from
a great
New York.
Example. Look at Super Dirt Week. How many cars do they have there?
Oh,
realistically,
I don't think they maybe 100. Maybe.
I get them a little more, but
that's in, no, that's in four classes. I mean, think about it. There might be 120, but I mean, that's, you know, Chris and I, we were talking, and there's an event in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's the World Finals, which is Northeast Dirt Modifieds, the World Outlaw Sprint Cars, World Outlaw Late Models, and they might pull in 150 cars, but I mean, that's still less than half of what's here today.
Right.
You know,
and,
I mean, and
that's and this
that's
isn't
amazing.
The only one that's going to have hundreds of cars out.
No. Oh, yeah.
No,
absolutely.
No, not at all.
I mean, it's going to be the biggest, but it's not the only one.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, you look at Blizzard Bash, for instance. I mean, look at the number of cars that are going to be there. You know what I mean? That's it's just, it's amazing. You know, we got to get more people behind it and come together and, you know, get these guys the recognition they deserve.
So are we still pretty confident that the average investment in the cars, if we start from compacts and go all the way to the top of the line car here, the average investment in the car, if you measure all that, it's going to be low for the compacts and the stock class, going to be extremely high for some of those heavier 80s cars. Safe to say somewhere around $7,000?
Absolutely.
Would you say average?
I don't think that's a bad number. I think, you know, it could even be maybe a little less than that, because you're going to have guys with 15 or 20 grand in a car, and you're going to have guys with, you know, two.
So let's go with 6,000.
Oh, he's figuring up how much money is going to be on the track.
Yeah, absolutely.
One, two, three. That's $2.4 million in equipment.
That's not bad.
How's that
that's
from perspective?
That's just this show.
That's just here cars that are today. That's just cars. That doesn't count the vendors, because they've got all their you know, available slider shafts. They've got all their available cradles. They got all their training protectors.
Let me ask you this. How many cars do you think are built in a year nationwide? We've kicked this around a couple of times.
And It'd be hard to even venture a guess, because there's derbies right now that we don't even know are there. We don't know what we don't know.
I don't know what's going on in Forks, Washington, but I've shipped a crap load of parts into that area this year. I don't know, Northern and Central California are buying shit like crazy. So there's all kinds of derbying going on out there that nobody knows about.
There's an interesting pocket up there in Washington. A friend of mine, happy birthday to him, by the way, Joey Roth, he just turned 18. Internet-only connection, but through the derby stuff, he's tied up with Paul Twitt, who's involved with the Page Posse.
Yep, Page Posse.
And that pocket up there does a lot of stuff with derbies in Washington and Idaho, and that's not even that's regional at best. Nothing against it. That's regional at best. They haven't even got national platform exposure.
Well,
stuff
what's
up
crazy
there.
Is those Page Posse guys in Idaho. Yeah. They derby a lot, and honestly, we don't ship very much to Idaho itself. So there's all kinds of derbying going on there. And maybe they're buying their stuff somewhere else, which could be. But, I mean, again, right, it's another pocket of it out. The West is – that's why I went to Utah this year. And I had to go out and see that show, because there's some great stuff going on out there. I need to get smarter about it. So I said, I got to get out to the show. And Johnny was great out there. Stern Dirt is a first-class operation. They really do a nice job with everything out there. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's 10,000 cars built in the country in a year.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So now, where's the weight go when everybody keeps saying that we're going to, here comes another cameo by Tim Clark. There he is in the purple.
So just do the math here, right? Let's just say the average car is $3,000. What's that number? That's 30 million.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Hey,
that's a big market.
Hey, Speedway Motors, Advanced Auto Parts, Napa.
No. Hey, yeah, derbyparts.com.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
You're already there, man. Yeah, what, are you going to be greedy now?
Greedy ain't the thing, man. Just trying to keep up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've talked a bunch of times. And you're like, I don't even know which way to go.
Wade, on a busy week, how many orders would you say you ship out in a busy week?
Well, this last week, we probably shipped 40 orders, which was, I was gone through the middle of the week. And so the UPS pickup on Friday was probably 60 boxes.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's getting to the point where I'm going to have to do something at some point here.
It's awesome.
I don't know what it is yet, but something's going to happen.
If you need a business manager, Chris is your guy. Just saying. All right. He's good at that stuff.
Chris and I, we've done quite a bit together. He knows what he's doing.
Hey, we appreciate your name being on our show every week. We really appreciate the help you give us.
Oh, no, you guys are great. I think we're just glad to be part of it, and I think what you guys are doing for the sport is really good. Oh, there's Dave Diver from Big Rock right there.
Dave Diver's right there.
He's on my need-to-see list.
I think he saw you. He's just going to wait. You know, it is interesting. I mean, just the people that you see just walking around, and Bobby Whitaker just went walking by in the pits last night. We're like, hey, Bobby, how are you? And he turned around and he said, you know, hi for a minute, and we talked, and we kind of looked at each other, and we were like, that just happened.
Right. You know? Well, everybody who's anybody's here.
Oh, absolutely.
And a bunch of people who aren't anybody are
well,
here.
It's, absolutely. You know, I mean, and I don't know if it still happens for you or not, because Derby Parts have been around for a while now. You know, we're still very new to this. We only launched the podcast and the magazine in September, you know. So Bobby Brockway, it's cool that we get to talk to him, and I've got a relationship with him through what we did with the catalog and the profiles and what we did at Spring Explosion back in 2013. But other than that, it's still, to me, it's really cool that these guys even
know
care
who we
what
are.
We're talking about. You know what I mean? It's like just...
Well, it's funny how it happens, because you know? I'll tell a story. Chris and I were talking, and he was having Brian Narrett on your podcast a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to Brian earlier in that week, and... Brian said something about, I'm going to be on the podcast. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And, you know, Chris said something about, you know, asking Brian to be on. And Brian's like, oh, I know who you are. And I said, yeah, Chris, you're a player now.
Yeah, that's...
You have become a player.
That's awesome.
Everybody knows who you are.
I know who you are. Like, so phone was quiet for a second. Like, I don't know if that's good.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you think about it. And over the years, like Discovery Channel, Learning Channel, they've done some pretty nice programs on,
oh, yeah.
You know, on Derbian.
Well, look at
and Mark,
Kings
Mark,
of Crash.
Mark, yeah, absolutely. But Mark Sciopa won, you know, a show on there, and you know, here we are with the Sciopas, you know, from their, you know, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, you know, Chris and I are just, you know, I'm a little bit older, but we're just, you know, grassroots guys from yep. Waterloo that, you know, we thought Waterloo was as big as it got. Obviously, it's not, and it's just, you know, I mean, I think Chris will agree.
When I was a kid, it
blows
was beyond
our mind.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was beyond comprehension that they were doing demolition derbies anyplace else. Didn't even consider it happening.
Why would anybody else do that?
Yeah. It's, you know, and I mean, to be here, you know, guys you see on TV and, you know, guys you read about on the internet, and, you know, they shake your hand and know who you are, and you're like, that's pretty cool.
Well, and they're all so cool, right? I mean,
oh, yeah, nobody has inflated egos, really.
Talk to you. Everybody will let you see what they're doing.
You know, that's the thing is, I, from the show, I've, you know, gotten to know of, you know, Bobby and Jeremy Gard, and, you know, I've asked them a ton of questions, and I'm like, hey, if this is a dumb... Oh, no, there's no dumb questions, and I mean, you know, they've been great. It's you know, it's really awesome.
It's spectacular that the sport is where it is, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it, you know, and the support that we've had with the Crash Course and with the magazine and stuff online, and being able to work so many different cross promotions with you guys and with Johnny Go, it's just been a ball. And you know, we had Margaret Zwick pointed out, she wanted us to touch
Peggy,
a little bit on
Peggy. Let's call her Peggy. Well, she's upset with Margaret.
I'm not sure how personal I can be, you know.
It's Peggy. Ben's mom, Peggy.
But she said touch a little bit on the family aspect of it, and it's like, what level of it? What level do you want to touch on it? Because like you said, these guys don't have inflated egos. They're looking at everybody else around them the same way. They're just as excited to talk to Bobby Whitaker or Bobby Brockway or whomever as anybody else is. And it's just a big family. And then from there, you know, it trickles down to being, you know, you've got these groups of friends and buddies. And then from there, you've got actual families. And then you've got families who just build one car together and they're all here together. I mean, look at the little kid right over there walking through the pits holding hands with, you know, somebody from his family. And it just which level do you want to focus on? Because all of it's good for the sport.
Well, and that's what the Power Wheels is doing. I mean, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, a couple of years ago, somebody did one and thought it was kind of funny. You know, in Utah last weekend, they had 20 cars in the Power Wheels.
Yeah.
I mean, all these kids are going to grow up in that, in the sport. They're going to see how it happens. They're going to be part of it.
You know, after the Blizzard Bash last year, Chris and Josh were saying that some of the loudest moments from the crowd was watching the kids in the Power Wheels. Can you imagine being 6 or 7 years old or 10, and there's, I don't know how many thousands of people in the stands cheering and yelling, and I mean,
I couldn't
even imagine that. I mean, that's...
And there's, we took a bunch of pictures of the kids, and, you know, we put them on our Facebook page, but... You know, they got their helmets on. They got sponsor decals on their cars.
They're awesome.
All lined up. They're real serious. You know, they're trying. Their parents are trying to get them to smile for the camera.
Yep.
And they're all
game faces. That's just, it's awesome. It's incredible.
One of the Power Wheels shows we were at, this kid had a helmet on that was like 12 sizes too big. And every time we make a hit, the helmet would flop down over his face. So he would have to jam the helmet back up, put it in gear, and then take off again on the way.
I've seen a guy do that in a real derby car, though, by the way.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And that happens with real derby cars, though, too. Guys, helmets don't fit right.
Yeah. Some guys don't do their helmets up either.
Oh, remember in Topeka, this kid, he had the front wheel got knocked off of it, and he's still limping around with no steering. That guy. And then one kid, I think he got dumped over. Or that might have been, yeah, he got dumped over. And he ran up on the berm and starts pumping his fist. And the crowd's just going crazy for him. The lights are going on. And this kid, you know, he's this tall. And right. It's like, you're going to grow up and win a Mad Dog Award.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right. That kid's going to grow up in junk stuff.
Exactly.
Well, who you got to go see next? I see you got a congregation forming out here.
Oh, I got a whole bunch of guys I need to see.
Right, I think that's there. Bobby Brockway. Not yeah. A Bobby Brockway, but the Bobby Brockway.
He looks like he's been sweating it. I hope he didn't have a
rough time doing work.
Nice cold bottled water, I'm going to say. Bottled water from the Colorado mountains.
Hey, he made it back from Utah, okay, though.
Yep, nice. He made it. Indeed, he made it.
Yeah.
I do believe that's pretty much we filled an hour and 10 minutes already. I mean, do you going to be around? You going to come back later on?
If we
cap this, we're going to be back here. We're going to be back here again at 2:00 live on the track. Bash for Cash. Heats are going to kick off at 4. 8 heats on the docket. Make sure you watch those because that's going to be something
incredible.
And, I'm assuming that there's going to be some action here in the pits afterward. We're probably going to just end up doing the post race show for right here too. I don't know how extensive it's going to be because depending on how much work there is, the heat winners are probably going to be a little bit tied up or indisposed as well. Action tomorrow morning kicks off at 11:00 with the Constellations. We're going to be on the air at 9:00 Sunday morning, and then we're planning on some sort of post race show from there. We might end up on a hay trailer over by the track, so we're close to the
Whatever
track. But right now,
man,
I'm telling you, the spread that we got right now, I don't see any reason to leave.
No. This is just the site of utopia.
Yeah. So I think we're going to put a fork in this one. We appreciate everybody hanging out with us. Sounds like everything worked good on the web, so we're excited about that. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the Crash Course Live, the morning update from the Sciopa Racing Pavilion. Appreciate Wade Sickent coming on the show. Also, everybody with Sciopa Racing, Todd Sciopa coming and sitting down with us, and then Josh Decker. That's going to do it for us. Thanks again, guys, and we'll catch back up with you again here too.